This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to another week of the Financial Armor Show. My name is Brad Cooper, the president of Cooper Financial Investments, LLC. And I just want to welcome my co-host today, Tony Shore. How are you doing, Tony?
All right. I am so good, Brad. If I was any better, my name would be Brad Cooper. That's how great I'm doing today.
Well, you must be doing good then.
Oh, I am. Oh, I'm doing great. I've had a great week. And, you know, we're headed into the Thanksgiving Yes. holiday, and I have a lot to be thankful for. I think we all do. I know I do at least, and I'm really appreciative of family and friends and coworkers and friends like you, Brad.
Amen to that, Tony. Such a great time of the year where we can reflect and just be thankful. You know, as I sit down day in and day out with clients and friends and just hear the trials and tribulations that everyone's going through, we can always find something to be thankful for. So,
yeah.
And then too, in addition to going into the holidays, lots of food, which I like.
Yes. Yes. And of course, there's the food.
That's right.
That's one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, when you look at the holidays, you got to look at the good things, right? You have food and you have in-laws and outlaws. So
that's true.
So yep. You just got to, you know, be thankful for the food and the in-laws, of course.
maybe not so much the in-laws, but the food is great.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah. We love to make a really big turkey, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the stuffing, the cranberries, the whole works, usually, green bean, the casserole thing.
Oh, sounds
but
good.
It is going to be good. But what I love even more than the Thanksgiving meal is leftovers the next day.
You're right.
Making that turkey sandwich with some mayo and that leftover turkey, season it. But what you do is you put it in a frying pan, take the pieces of leftover turkey
yes.
with some butter in a frying pan. Season it like you like and just brown it lightly on both sides, then put it in a sandwich, maybe even a little cheese on top, some mayo. So good. So good. That's my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
What? You're making me so hungry. So let's just spend the next 20-30 minutes just talking about food and recipes. No. I think that will be a bigger hit than some of the topics we've talked about in the past.
You're going to talk about what the market condition, forecasting, taxes.
And a lot of those topics and RMDs we're going to get into a little bit more and some solutions that you may or may not be familiar with. You know, I had the privilege this past week, Tony, of being interviewed by Channel 13 KOLD, a CBS affiliate in Tucson.
Yeah.
And some of the topics that we talked about and I was asked about was what we're going to cover, you know, on today's show. And a lot of times the most common question we get is, Brad, you know, I'm watching the news and it's gloom and doom. You know, what are you hearing? What's the forecast as far as, you know, the market and what's going on? So I know we talk about that often, but right now, we have been seeing a lot of volatility. Last year was ugly, of course, but you know, the forecast, you know, that we have still received this past week, you know, we interviewed the president of Gradient Investments, Mike Binger, and he gave a good forecast. We're still hearing the same. The next 5 to 7 years, our experts are still forecasting positive years, but with that, there is going to be a little bit of volatility and bumps in the road along the way. So,
yeah.
And how could that impact you, Tony, myself, a pre-retiree, or especially if you're in retirement? What I talked about on TV was what you really got to focus in on is look at your risk, because here's what I identified over the past several years is your definition of risk may not match the definition of risk that your investment firm or your investment advisor has you in. So it's one thing to take risk, Tony, when you're 35 and you have time on your side. But when you're approaching the old age that we are and older, you know, our years are numbered. And we really got to focus in on risk and not take too much, because we will see another downturn. And if we see a 20, 30, 40% downturn in the market, that could be detrimental to a person's retirement portfolio.
Yeah, if they don't have a plan and have their assets allocated properly is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And that's something that, you know, as a fiduciary, we really focus in on, is we take risk very serious. And here's what I found. It's important to make money on your money, especially to keep up with inflation. However, protect what you have is just as important, and not drop in value, because you may never recoup that in your lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is huge. And you want to make sure that you have enough money to last throughout your retirement and live comfortably. That's the goal here. So what's one of the first things you want to talk about?
I know we've hit on taxes off and on, and I'm just going to touch on that a little bit on this show, and then which is going to lead into what we have been very busy with for the last 45 days or so, is RMDs, required minimum distributions, which tie into taxes as well. But, you know, a question and a conversation that comes up daily, Tony, is, you know, what other areas, Brad, are you seeing that could be a risk, other than market risk, of course, for a retirement portfolio going into retirement or for the next 10, 15, 20 years? And the topic that continues to come up is taxation, taxes, future taxation. And we talked about this a lot of times, where right now, if you look at federal income taxes, we are at about a 75-year low. So in your lifetime, nor my lifetime, have we seen federal income taxes as low as they are now. That's the good news. You ready for the bad news?
What's the bad news, Brad?
Bad news. Everything that Trump put into place as far as tax savings back in 2018, all of that's going to sunset and come to an end December 31st of 2025. So what that means for the average American, the average investor, saver, is 2026 and beyond, especially as we approach 2030, we're going to see federal income taxes increase for many reasons, other than the deficit and baby boomers retiring and exiting the workforce and the continued spending our government's doing. And that could have a major impact on your retirement monthly income check that you're receiving.
Yeah. So, and obviously taxes are big, and people don't think about taxes in retirement, maybe because they think, well, once I get to retirement, my taxes will be so much lower. I'll be in a lower bracket because I'm not working and earning all that money. But you still have an income in retirement. Even Social Security counts toward a taxable income, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and there are going to be that small percentage of Americans that won't have to worry about federal income taxes. But the majority of my clients who are 60s, 70s, even early 80s, you know, I ask everyone, during your working years, you saved, you socked away money in 401ks and IRAs because your financial advisor, your CPA probably said, you don't have to worry about paying taxes when you retire. How's that working out for you? And Tony, I would say probably 95% of my clients are paying more taxes now than they were when they were working.
Wow. Okay. So people paying more taxes now than when they were working, that is probably a shock to some people out there to hear that they could possibly be in that situation, Brad.
You know, and here's some of the reasons why that occurs, Tony, is when we retire, you start receiving Social Security. And depending on the income level you're at overall, there's a chance your Social Security may not be taxed at all, or maybe 50% of your Social Security may be taxed, or up to 85% of your Social Security is taxed. I would say the majority of our clients, Tony, are taxed. 85% of their Social Security benefits are taxed. And I just sat through a webinar a couple weeks ago with a few of our tax experts in the forecast and what they're hearing is they strongly believe in the years to come that we will be taxed at 100% on our Social Security.
Wow.
Which is disturbing because guess whose money that is? That's our money.
That's our money.
We paid into it.
Yeah.
So you have that. Then we have a lot of clients that get pensions.
Yep.
Then, of course, that's taxed. And then what we're leading into with the next topic is really putting our average client over and increasing them normally to a higher tax bracket. And that's because of RMDs.
Yeah, which stands for RMD, stands for really massive donut. Right?
Isn't that? That's right.
Isn't that right?
Now, you're talking my language again. Food. Now, that would be the good news. So, when you take your first RMD and take a big chunk of the donut, think about that donut before tax time, then you'll realize it doesn't stand for that.
Yeah. That donut isn't all yours. Some of it belongs to Uncle Sam, but it's really a required minimum distribution. That's what RMD stands for.
Right.
You know me, I just always have to relate it to food, I guess.
You know, I'm with you.
I can't get off that topic today.
And speaking of food, the more you pay in taxes, the less food you can buy. So this is a very important topic, but so let's talk a little bit about RMDs. What is a required minimum distribution? If you're not aware of that, right now the law states that when you turn 73 years old and you have pre-tax money, that could be IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, anything pre-taxed, the IRS will start requiring you to take a required minimum distribution, which is a percentage of the balance of your account the year before, ending in December 31st of that year. And that percentage normally starts out about 3.5, 3.6, and it's based on your life expectancy. And each year you get older, that percentage increases. So for a lot of Americans, that's not a big deal. But for a lot that have most of their wealth in IRAs, 401ks, and I'm seeing that, Tony, on average, I would say 80% of my clients have over 80% of their portfolio in pre-taxed money. And the higher amount of money you have in an IRA, 401k, the higher your RMD is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and especially it's not good if people don't need to take that money out to live on in the first place, or they have other sources. They can use Social Security. They can use maybe something that they have in a tax-free or an optional account. Those RMDs from those tax-deferred accounts, you have to take that money out and pay taxes for it, whether you need that money or not. And that's tough because people think, oh, I've got $100,000 in this IRA here. But they really don't. Like 30% of that could be probably Uncle Sam's, right?
Absolutely. And that's where the taxes are now. In the future, different story.
Yeah, it could be 45%.
Right. And, you know, just to add from what you said, and that's what we're finding a lot of clients when they hit the age of 73, it used to be 70 and a half. They identify, wow, now I have to take an RMD. So what we're seeing with a big portion of our clients, by the time they're forced to take the RMD, then that's added to their pension if they receive one, then added to their Social Security check. A lot of times we're seeing our clients jump into a much higher tax bracket just because of the RMD, because they have limited options, which they do have options, though, which we're going to talk about what you can do with your RMDs to either save money in taxes or what other alternatives of tax-free accounts are there. But that's one thing. And then I want to add, since this is at the top of my mind and we're seeing a lot more of these with our clients, is beneficiary IRAs. And Tony, since the laws changed January 1st of 2020 and the revision of the Secure Act, CARES Act 2.0 in January 1st of 2023, basically, one major change, which is an impact on beneficiaries is if you inherit an IRA, now the IRS will require you to fully liquidate that IRA in 10 years. If not, you would be subject to a 50% penalty. However, they didn't stop there. They basically added on and said, if the person you inherited the IRA from was over the age of 70 and a half or 73 and already receiving required minimum distributions, then not only do you have to liquidate that IRA in 10 years, but also you have to take required minimum distributions each and every year.
Wow. Okay. So that's good to know. And I think a lot of people don't realize all the ins and outs of RMDs. Now, there is good news, though, right, in that they keep extending the age to when you have to start taking RMDs. It used to be 70 and a half, which always frustrated me, the government with these half years. 59 right. and a half, 70 and a half. We stopped celebrating. I think the government needs to realize people stop celebrating half birthdays when they're 6 years old. So
that's right.
we don't celebrate half birthdays, but now it's what? Then they moved it to 72 or 73.
It's 73 now until the year 2033. Then it increases
to 75, right?
Yes, 75 years of age by the year 2033. Wow. Now, keep in mind, that's the law as of today. Now, there is talks in Washington, D.C., which we got updates from some of our tax experts that are tied into D.C. And believe it or not, they're talking about, and they have been, nothing's gained traction yet about bringing the age down to even 65 or 60 and start requiring RMDs even at an earlier age. Here's a very easy solution. I just had a call, actually a couple calls this past week from clients. And here is one way that you can either minimize or even remove the tax liability of a required minimum distribution. And it's interesting. I did a speaking engagement, Tony, about a month ago, and there was about 50 people in attendance. And I said, just by a show of hands, who's over the age of 70 and a half? And about 95% of the people raised their hands in the room. So we had a little bit older group. And then secondly, I said, how many of you are aware that you can take money from your IRA and give it to a nonprofit, to a charity, to your church? And if you do that and you do that properly in an organized way, which we do, that money is 100% tax-free to you. You know how many people raised their hands? Maybe three.
That's out of 50. Wow.
So what I'm talking about, and we've touched a little bit on previous shows, Tony, is QCCs, qualified charitable contributions or qualified charitable distributions.
Yeah. Basically, QCD. Yep.
Basically, the IRS will allow you, if you're 70 and a half, to give money, and this could be your RMD or a portion or all of it or even more, up to $100,000 per year per person. You can give money that comes directly out of your IRA and goes directly to your charity or church. And when that happens and does not touch your hands, you do not have to pay taxes on that money.
And so if you want to give anyway, if you're already giving, it's a win-win because you're helping out a charity. And a lot of people, Brad, and I think I've mentioned this, but a lot of people who tithe regularly to their church can utilize this, because if you have an RMD that you have to take, why take it and pay taxes on it when you could use that? Why write a check? If you're writing a check to a charity, you're making a mistake, right? Because
absolutely,
if you have it directly transferred from that tax deferred account, like an IRA, into to the church, that's your tithe. You have that done once a year and you don't pay taxes on the money. The church doesn't pay taxes on the money, or to a charity. I'm using church as an example because I happen to know a lot of people who tithe regularly, and they might cut a check you know, once a month or once a year, or a couple times a year to their church. And if they're of the right age and in the right situation, a QCD would be much more beneficial to them and to their church. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's a win-win situation. So it's so much fun. So I would encourage you, and just to take a pause for a minute, because I want to make sure our listeners know, if you have questions on what we just talked about, want more clarification, or if you want to just sit down absolutely for a free visit and talk more about how you can benefit from this topic we just talked about, call our office. You can reach us at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345, or you can visit our website and fill out information there at financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com. And we would be more than honored and pleased to share our wisdom and knowledge and get our strategic partners and our tax experts involved if we need to help you. So lastly, I know we're starting to run out of time a little bit, but let me talk about what's exciting, because a lot of our clients, Tony, they basically say, okay, Brad, we're giving, but what else can we do with our required minimum distribution other than maybe just invest it in our portfolio? That, of course, is not a bad thing, but then in return, the money you make on your portfolio, guess what you got to pay? Taxes. So that word again, taxes, comes up. So I just want to touch on, which I don't think we have yet, Tony, on this show, another tax-free strategy. And I'm just going to touch on the basics, and we're going to have probably an entire show dedicated on this topic in the future, because I have found that through talking about this strategy, the majority of my clients, the majority of my appointments, when I'm doing speaking engagements, I would say probably 95% or more, maybe even 98% or more, are not familiar with this strategy, which is a shame. And what I'm going to talk about is exactly where I have a big portion of my retirement. But when you mention this name, a lot of people turn the other way. They don't want to hear about it. And one way that you can put away money in a tax-free account in addition to Roth IRAs, which most of us know, is a concept or a strategy called life insurance, indexed universal life. If you ever hear us talk about IULs, we're talking about indexed universal life. So when I first started bringing this up years ago, because this is what the wealthy have been doing for years, Tony. They've been socking away money into these types of accounts for years. They're not using it, for the most part, or leveraging this strategy for life insurance. And if you ask 9 out of 10 of my clients if they want life insurance, all of them would say, or the majority, no, we don't. But here's where we're leveraging and using this strategy if it's a right fit. Which
right. They don't understand the benefits of cash value life insurance, right?
Right. And how we're leveraging this is the money that goes in to this IUL is basically after tax money. But then the money that goes in, it grows tax free. Then you can participate in many different indices, just like a brokerage account. So my average IUL has averaged, you know, over 6-7% the last 5 years. Not bad for tax-free money. In addition to that, another benefit, Tony, is I call this a green money account. When I talk about green money, I talk about your money is protected against market loss.
The principal is protected. It's not going to, the account value isn't going to go down.
That's right. Especially like in 2022, none of our clients' money went below due to a negative loss in the market. It stayed flat due to no market loss.
The IUL. If they had the IUL, that didn't happen. And when you say it grows tax-free, the principal and the growth, it all comes out tax-free when you need to take money out of it, right?
That's the beautiful thing of it, is basically it's similar to a Roth IRA. What often I call this, and I hear this from our industry, as a Roth on steroids. Why? Yeah. Because you get the same benefits, tax-free growth, tax-free distributions in the future if you need it. But there's a couple other benefits you get in addition to that, that you don't get with a Roth. God forbid you die early, it has a tax-free death benefit. What a great strategy that we're using in addition to Roth IRAs for tax-free growth.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. So I think that's really a great vehicle and tool for people. This has been a great show. We've covered a lot, Brad. Yes. Let our listeners know one more time how they can get a hold of you before we go.
Yes. Feel free to call us at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345 for a free visit, and or visit our website at financialarmorshow.com for more information.
All right. Great show today, Brad. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you, Tony. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.